All right, guys, welcome to the Media Hijack Podcast. I'm your host, Billy Walters, and joining me is Chris Unholy Jesus.
What's good, fam? Happy Friday. We're back.
Happy Saturday. Welcome back, guys.
Oh, Saturday.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Media Hijack Podcast. If you guys want to get some official t-shirts, you can head over to themediahijack.com, grab you some official t-shirts. Also, if you guys want to watch the replay for this live Twitch video, you can head over to our YouTube channel. And also, audio listeners, don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe, give us that 5 stars, 6 stars, vote twice if you can. Also, follow us on Spotify. We got Spotify video up on there.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Doing big things.
Well, I was just about to say that too. Doing big things.
Hey, Leos.
Right.
All right, guys. So the main topic, I'm going to be talking about the Arcturian race. And I'm going to explain everything about them. How did people came across them? Are they real? You know, because when you talk about aliens, of course, stuff like that is hard to believe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if someone says, oh, yeah, I know about an alien race. Like, sure you do. Where are they, you know?
Mm-hmm. Show me proof.
Mm-hmm. What are they, galactic guardians? Okay, Billy. But, yeah, I'm going to talk about all that, where they came from, everything. And then in the end, you guys can research on your own because there's a lot of information about these people.
Mm.
All right, Chris, what topic you got for the night?
I'm going to talk about Elon Musk and his Neuralink implants. Announced the other day on Twitter. He announced on the Twitter the other day saying that they did the first human trial and it was successful. But nobody's seen this human yet. Or is there a human? Who knows? But yeah, I was going to talk about that.
Did they say if this person was like handicapped or they had some type of disability?
I think so, if I remember correctly. And it was a person that volunteered for it too, if I'm not mistaken.
That's cool.
Said all the trials went well and everything, but everybody's like, "Cool, where's the body? Where he at?"
It's private.
So some people can question it. Yeah, I think it's private. It's medical. It's probably why it's private.
Yeah, it's private. All right, so that's gonna be our second topic for the night. All right, so let's get started. All right, so what exactly are the Arcturian race? All right, so the Arcturians, they're described as an advanced race from the Bootes constellation, which is about 36.7 light years away from Earth. So it's an actual physical location in this star galaxy, you know. Reason why they call the Arcturians, because it's the there's like a star named Arcturus star that's in that constellation. So that's where they got that name. So these beings, they're believed to be highly evolved, both technologically and spiritually. They say the reason why they're coming to Earth through channeling and talking to people here on Earth, one of the big main reasons is because they want to assist humanity in their own spiritual development. Because it's all about like a balance like of the whole universe as a whole, you know, like the universe is almost like we can't evolve unless like our brothers like Earth, our sisters like Earth, like other planets evolve along with them, you know.
Right.
And it seems like Earth is having difficulties evolving because of so much conflict. So these alien beings, they come down here and they teach humanity about ways to get your vibration higher, like through healing, meditation, you know, get people not to be so rough all the time, you know, like the violence and stuff. Like they're really trying to help us like just hit the next level. Like we haven't evolved like in a long time, and
yeah, we're stuck.
Yeah, we're stagnant. Like we hit like a wall right now, and they're like, damn, these guys are fucking stubborn, you know. They probably didn't say it like that, but you know, they're like, damn, this is a hard project.
He's like, man, these people, he's like, damn, man, these humans love killing each other. Shit.
There's another one.
Right? Oh my god.
Yeah, so they're mainly assisting humanity in their spiritual development. Their physical appearance. So they are often depicted as small, blue skin, large eyes, and some suggest that they can alter their appearance and like exist more in the ethereal form. But okay. In physical form, they look like a small blue alien body with the big head, big eyeball.
Mm.
So with their advanced technology, the Arcturians are said to possess advanced technology that far surpasses our own, including the ability to travel through dimensions and time. And they have a lot of healing technology on top of that. And they do a lot of work on a spiritual level. So I don't think they're even using machines. They do healing through some form of meditation through the spirit world.
Mm.
They can get deep in your head without even touching you physically.
Telepathy, I guess. You kind of get inside your mind and...
Yeah. It's healing with do Professor X or whatever.
Yeah. He got telepathy. Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah. Or, Dragon Ball. When Goku's trying to heal somebody, he puts his hand over the wound.
Oh, yeah, and heals him up. Yeah. I forgot he could do that.
One of them did that. I don't know. Oh, yeah, somebody good guy, Namek was healing people like that.
Dende.
No,
Namekian boy.
Big D. He's Dende. Like,
yes.
Yep. So they do stuff like that. Believe it or not, who knows, right? Because where are all these stories are coming from? But I'll get to that.
Yep.
All right, so the Arcturians, they're known as the protectors of Earth. Just like Dende, the guardian of Earth. Mm. They're helping to guard humanity against negative extraterrestrial influence and guiding us towards a more enlightened and harmonious existence. So they're just one race of aliens that came down here to help humanity. But Earth, there's a lot of visitors from different planets, different races of aliens that they don't have that same views as the Arcturians. They want to come down here and create chaos, They want to stop us from reaching a higher state of consciousness. They're pump the brakes. So there's a conflict with multiple different races of aliens. One is trying to help us, but then the other one's trying to hold us back.
Mm-hmm. And they beefing over territory.
Actually we need balance by not having them reach a higher state of consciousness. Let them be on the bottom, yo.
And one of my aliens is like, what up, cuz? My humans right here. These my humans. My hairless apes. You better back off.
These my monkeys. Oh, wait. I can't say that.
No,
not like that, you know?
I get it. No.
You know, we're like...
These are my advanced monkeys.
There's another race from another star system. Where there's this guy, his name is Daryl Anka. You ever heard of him?
No.
Well, this guy, he's channeling an entity named Bashar. That's the name of the entity. And dude, this guy would sit in meditation, right? He talks normal. Then when he gets in meditation where he's channeling this alien being, he quickly he starts jerking and then boom, he's talking in a different person.
Oh, the aliens in him?
The aliens in him talking, doing a TED Talk.
Oh, shit.
It's so wild, dude. And then he explains, how the Anunnakis, they were the one that came down here to get, material resources to help their planet survive. Because they needed, gold to put in their atmosphere to reflect the sun and stuff. There was the caveman people. I think it's the Cro-Magnon, the one that was before us, right?
I think so.
Well, they took their DNA, they spliced it, and then they create the Homo sapiens, which is us. And then they use us for basically they're using us to mine gold and stuff for them. Because they needed us smart enough, but not smart enough to be smarter than in quotations, the gods, but they're not gods, but they didn't want them smarter than us. So what they did when they spliced the DNA, they took out this one little strand of DNA to where it basically caps our knowledge of how much we can even acquire. How much information can we actually hold?
Right.
So that was the whole story, how he said how humans came about and how we end up here. Because there's a lot of studies that show like people are saying, like we're like an accelerated version of like a, some type of human genetics like manipulation. Because so if you look at it, you know, they're not able to find that missing link because something happened so fast to where hey, well, there's no progression that actually leads like to from the last set of people to us. The evolution is weird. It's like it happened like in a blink of an eye. So they're like, something's off.
Right.
But if that's true, like if we were genetically modified a long time ago to be like us now, it's making sense, man. The puzzles are coming together.
Yeah, man. It's like the movie Space Odyssey. Talked about the birth of humanity. There was that obelisk, that big ass black monolith thing, and it basically is like when the first like humans first came across it. It's supposedly like it guided humanity throughout the time of like the birth of humanity, all the way up to the point where humanity wound up becoming like gods at the end of the movie and shit. Or they like the astronauts that went out of space came across these gods, but they were actually like humans from the future that reached like this peak level of like advancement. And then they went back in time to like kind of like help pull us forward because we kind of like getting stuck in some shit. Like, that moved crazy. But,
dude, that sounds
that's
like,
what it reminds me of. Yeah.
That sounds like what's happening like now. Because I hear a lot of stories about that, how, you know, these advanced beings, like they're just us in like the far future, like in a more advanced timeline, and they're coming like to help us, but it's actually just us in the future.
Yeah, I was reading this comic book not too long ago, and it was about it's crazy shit. It's cool. It's called like this dude named Jack Hawksmoor. He's this guy who can like control cities. He can like make buildings. He can communicate with like buildings, stop signs, streetlights.
Oh, I remember you told me this. Like he could talk to machines.
Yeah, and these people come from the future. They abduct him. I guess it was abducting humans, like abductions. But everyone on the planet thinks like maybe like UFO abductions. But it was actually people from the future kidnapping kids, taking them to the future, and then putting like taking out their organs and replacing it with like machine parts.
Oh, shit.
Like some kind of like engine, like a living engine to like be able to control the environment. It's crazy as hell. But then it would get sent back to the present day and dropped off. And like they were supposed to like usher in like the new era of humanity, but they didn't know that's what they was doing. They just remember like waking up the next day, like, oh my God, my head hurts. They got a nightmare, but all their insides ain't insides no more. Jeez. It's like machine stuff. Yeah. It's
like some androids.
Yeah. And they're basically like being set up to be like this, set up this, the forecoming of the whole world become like this machine empire. It's crazy as hell.
Sounds like a far future.
Right.
Yeah, but that dude, Daryl, right? The one that's channeling like this entity. Like before I continue, I just want to talk about this one part.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people can say like, oh, he has like a split personality and he's just crazy, right? Mm-hmm. But here's the crazy thing about this whole thing. They went to like a neuroscientist or one of the brain people, right? Where they put the device on his head to see his brain, you know, like what's going on in his brain when he's channeling Bizarre, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, the part of like when you're talking, right? There's a part of your brain, the personality part of your brain, that it lights up. Like when we're talking, like me and you just talking right now, like it lights up because, you know, that's the personality part of our brain and then we're using it. So when he channels this entity, Bizarre, right? That part, the personality part in the brain, it completely shut off. Like, this is all, like, recorded on the computer. And the computer's like, they're like, holy shit. Like, that part of his brain shut off when his speaking as Bizarre.
So it was, like, no longer him. Like, that shows, like, dude, shuts off.
That's, like, the science right there. That's, like, some hard-ass evidence. Like, hey, how is he able to shut that off? And then play, like, this other character. So yeah, I was like, that gotta be real, man. Because now you even have, like, the physical evidence that science, like, you can't really explain that. Because science is like, hey, how's he talking? How's he still talking, but that part of his brain is shut off?
Right.
So that was weird.
For real, yeah, because that shows, like, somebody else took the wheel.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, someone else is driving the bus right now, and it ain't him. He's sitting in the back somewhere.
Yeah, right, relaxing. Don't, he probably don't even. Is he aware that was he like aware that he was like possessed? You know, some people like that. The other side takes over, and then they wake up like, "Where am I? Like, how do I even?"
Well, he's been doing it for over 40 years. Like, he's been doing it since like the 1980s. Where he said the reason why he's able to channel this entity is because in a past life, they made a pact to where they said in this lifetime for him, the other guy's going to come and he's going to channel through him to help humanity too. Like, that's like a part of like him trying to help humanity also progress and teach people about a lot of stuff.
But through him?
Yeah, and then his the teacher. It's almost like his channeling like through a Zoom call, but through him. Shit. But he's from another far star galaxy.
Yeah, he's like basically the avatar for him.
Yeah, it's just the avatar for him basically. And then like, you know, like with today's technology, how like if we were play a VR game, right, we show up as like an avatar, but then you could see me talking from like here to Utah. Like magic. Like, let's say like their advanced technology, it's spiritually advanced to where you can communicate like through telepathy and me going into your body talking for you. Like, that's their advanced technology. I think that's the real tech. I think
on the spiritual level.
Yeah, on the spiritual level. It's like the real tech. Like how dolphins can communicate through telepathy. Mm-hmm. Well, that's word on the street. Like they can communicate like that. So I think if we were able to like less pollute our mind and our body, and then we start meditating like more high level, I think we could we could reach that state of consciousness where we can communicate, you know, through telepathy, where we don't need to call each other. We already know what we're thinking.
Yeah, that's why the government did MK Ultra. They know what's up, man. They know, man. That's why they was pushing for MK Ultra so bad, man, because they know. Because like for example, like waves, like sound waves could actually travel further in water. And certain types of waves, like obviously you can't speak in water, and I think that's why they was putting people like in deprivation tanks and then trying to use them like have like remote viewing or telepathy, because I think our thoughts travel differently in like water or something, but it's able to carry it further and I like reach out. But yeah, man, yeah, they know, man, they know our brain waves can pick up stuff, man. It's like in a weird way, it's kind of like, oh yeah, like how, like we were talking about last week about how people be having like just like having these good vibes with each other, communicating and then finish each other's sentences.
Yep.
And to us, like, oh, that's a silly coincidence, but in reality, it's kind of like we are actually connecting via through telepathy, but we can't really. Most people don't see it on that level, though. I don't think we just see it as like we have a good connection.
Like, we vibing, we're connecting right now.
Right. Did we just become best friends?
I know your deepest thoughts. Like, hold on. Snap back to reality.
It's weird shit, man. Like, have you ever played like rock, paper, scissors with someone to the point, like, long enough to where like you could actually see what they're about to do? Like, do you know what they're about to put, like, do for rock, paper, scissors before they even do it sometimes? That's like if you play like, at least when I do like rock, paper, scissors, if I play like, okay, best 2 out of 3, but if I can get like 2 rounds out of that, at least catch up. Two out of three match in rock, paper, scissors, I'll be able to see them like, oh my God, they're about to do a rock. I need to do paper. And I'm like, paper. And it's like, rock. I'm like, see, like, I see the, I don't know if I'm seeing like the rhythm of what they're doing, like, or if I'm actually reading their mind.
Yeah, it's like the same, like when we had a poker game, right? And like I was calling out like his cards where I knew like he didn't have the cards where he thought he had, where he's trying to make me think. I was like, you don't got it. And then, you know, I was right. He didn't have it. Then the next hand, I looked at him, right? I was like, oh, you caught it this hand. And he did caught it. And then that's when I folded. And then, you know, he had the nuts and shit. He had some pockets, pocket pairs. But I was like, damn. I was like, how am I calling this shit right now, you know?
Like, I'm digging through your mind.
Yeah, I was like, they probably think I'm in their head. All right, so the Actorian Society. All right, so their society is said to be conflict-free, of course. The social structures that ensures all beings are seen as equals and are provided, like, everything that they need is all provided for them, which is crazy. But, like, a lot of their decisions that they make, it's on a collective, it's called collective decision-making, where everybody has to be cool with this before they make the decision to do like whatever thing that they have to do, and it's all done through telepathy.
Okay.
Let's see, advanced technology. A lot of their the ways they try to teach us like how to heal people, they would like, let me give you an example, because there's like so many different like holistic ways of healing now, like new ways. Like one for one is like sound. They try to heal the body like with sound technology, sound frequencies.
Right. Yeah. I remember talking about that.
Another one, they would heal people doing with color. Like they show like different light colors. Like they would flash like red. Like you're sitting like in a coffin, right? And they're flashing like colors, and then you're basically healing your body through like color therapy. We got Bob in the house today.
What up, Bob?
11 harmonic. Yeah. There's another one, a really new one that I discovered like maybe like a few months ago. Where you ever heard of like egg technology? Where they put you in this big ass egg, and then they just play sounds, but you're in an egg. Like the most comfortable shape that you could be in.
Man, you read my eyes. I was about to say, like, that sounds kind of like you just,
yeah,
just
like nestled really, up in there. It's really cozy and shit.
Yeah.
And this lady who invented it, right? She said it came to her like in a vision. Like it was, they pump the information like in her head because she's actually, like she used to be like a movie director, right? And, okay. You know, her life is like fast paced moving. She don't got time for woo-woo shit. But then she got really sick from her job, so she was forced to take a lot of time off. So during that time off, she was trying to find ways like to heal herself because she had some type of illness where it's almost like doctors like, hey, we can't help you no more, good luck, peace out. And she started looking at alternative ways to heal herself. So she went like to this convention where some guy, he had like some, they put him like in like a box, but it's almost shaped like an egg, but it wasn't like a real egg because they didn't know how to make it yet. So then like she was like, okay, this looks like some woo-woo shit, you know, like she wasn't one of those people that believe stuff like that until she actually tried it. And then like whatever illness that she was going through, like she was completely healed. So that it changed her life like immediately. And then and then this is when she, you know, started building her own like harmonic egg for healing. And she built it like perfect and shit. Now she's selling these eggs like for, I don't know, $10,000-$20,000, and then people are buying it. Yeah, maybe more, but people like, cause it's really advanced, like how they make it. Because it's almost impossible to bend wood like in a shape to where she can create like a real size egg.
Yeah,
and then on top of that, the music that they're playing is. They're doing it on like a scale to where she had to hire like a whole orchestra to design like the music for the healing. Cause it came to her in a vision to like, oh, I need an orchestra. I need to do this shit right. I can't just do a Spotify playlist. I'm gonna do a legit playlist.
That's wild. I mean, how would you even hire an orchestra?
Like, dude, crazy. She got that Hollywood money, man.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, but it's called like cosmic egg, like healing egg. And there's actually a place in Georgia that you could go there and you could do the whole 1 hour session in an egg and then let it heal you, you know?
Right.
Because if you think about it, like when babies, like little chickens are born in eggs, right? Because they're cozy, they're comfortable, and it's like the perfect shape for like growth. Mm-hmm. And then if you think about it, the baby in a human's belly, it looked like a damn egg.
Yeah, it's all egg shaped, all like a womb.
Yeah, so it's like when you put yourself back in the egg, it's like your body subconsciously remember, you know, the coziness of like the egg. So your body's like, all right, healing time, or you know, time to recharge.
I'm back inside mommy.
I'm a baby again.
No stress. I ain't paying no bills. Like I'm...
Yeah. And you know when Goku travels, he travels when he came to, or Vegeta, those pods, those look like eggs.
Yeah.
And it's comfortable.
Man, for real, man. And I think a lot of times too, they were just sleeping it too until they got to what he was going to. It was like,
yeah. And they're like, out. Yeah. Like if they were like hurt in battle, like once they get in that pod, it's like they're healing at the same time.
Yeah, man. They had them little, also too, they had them tubes that we get into. They had water in it.
Oh, healing. Yeah. What they call that? Healing tanks or whatever? Tubes.
Healing tanks, yeah. The healing tanks.
It's like floating, like. That's before a Senzu Bean.
Yeah, right. Before Senzu Bean. Senzu Bean broke that shit, though.
Yeah. Glitch. Bob said escape pods are all shaped like eggs.
That is true, though.
Eggs.
I've noticed that in like a lot of sci-fi movies. It's always egg-shaped.
Yeah, that's like the key shape, dude. Make like an egg and scramble. Like
escape pod hatching from the mothership.
Shit. I'm pretty sure Utah, they got a lot of locations where you can actually use like the harmonic egg. Because Utah seems like a place where there's a lot of meditation going on there.
A lot of outdoorsy stuff.
They're all grounded. They're all grounded over there.
Yeah, I mean, we're super religious, but
where the grass at?
I mean, for the most part, you got like the religious folks, and then you have like the free spiritual folks. Like I've seen like a mixture of them out here. I've seen like religious people who are like Latter-day Saints, and then you get people who kind of like aren't religious, but more like free thinkers, and like so it's kind of like a clash between two ideologies out here. And then the people who are like mainly like free thinkers, I've seen them the most be wanted like peace and nature and stuff, and
out in the hammocks and shit.
Yeah, or just want some type of a way to like for like have like a peace of mind sometimes, you know.
Yeah. All right, so Actorians, they're known to be like dimensional interstellar travelers. They have technology that allows them to travel across dimension and vast distance in space. And, you know, their basic role as the Galactic Guardian is to observe and then help people. So, like, the way they would help people, they would reach to them, like, through channeling. Like, they would come to you, like, let's say you're taking a nap, and then, like, boom, like, hello, we're the Arcturian race. We came to you, blah, blah, blah. And then they tell you everything. Yes. It's almost like you're getting, like, a collective download. Like you get that, like here's a, like a, you know, a CD-ROM, like just insert it into your head, and like holy shit, oh, it's like oh, I know now. Thank you for the information. Stuff. Yeah, it's like they took a USB and just plugged you up, and then they took the files and dragged it in your head.
Yeah, it's like the Matrix. Like I know Kung Fu. It's like all right, just got downloaded.
It's exactly like that, dude. Simulation.
That was like what's that? Man, I forget the name of this movie every time, but we talk about the fourth encounter with the owls?
The Fourth Kind?
Fourth Kind, there you go. Yeah. Fourth Kind, yeah, with the owls, man. So I'm assuming like if these are the good guys that's here to help us, the Fourth Kind might be like the evil the versions guys. Of us here trying to, you know, manipulate us and harm us.
They said like the little gray ones, they're feisty and they're known to be the one that bite hard.
Got teeth.
Yeah, it's like they have no like emotion, so when they're fucking you up, like drilling you, they do it with a straight face because they don't care if you're going through pain. They're like
that probe up like, your butt.
I don't care if you have three kids. They're like, the hell are you telling me for? I got no empathy. I can't feel that, you know.
I'm gray, I'm not black, I'm not white, like, I'm just somewhere in the middle and I don't care.
It's like, I don't care, call me what you want.
Now put this butt probe in your butt.
I'm here to do a job. I don't know why. That's just my job.
My boss wants us to scan you from your butt.
Oh, it's ruining your life? Too bad.
We're going to drop you off with no memories, and you'll be traumatized for the rest of your life, so don't worry about it.
Throw him straight out the damn spaceship like trash.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, just like how they threw that cow in that barn.
Oh, right? Yeah, man. Demolish that barn and that cow, man.
Thanks shit. For the milk.
Bye.
3 points. He made it in the barn.
Yeah, the cow. Oh, that was horrible, man. That was disgusting. That cow got destroyed.
All right, so the next thing, why are they protecting Earth, you ask? Well,
they believe,
they believe that humanity is on like the cusp of an evolutionary leap. Like we're about to make it. We're there. Like we're on the edge, and we're about to make this cosmic leap into like an evolution of humankind. And they're saying we're getting very close there. And I can kind of feel it too, because if you think about it, the last 5, 6, 7 years, there's so much like spiritual YouTube channels on YouTube coming out of nowhere. Just teaching people, hey, the best way to meditate in 10 minutes or blah, 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 blah. And there's so much help on the internet right now for people that need it. Because I think like the state of mind of a lot of like young people, even old people, like they're going through a mental crisis right now where they need direction, because they don't, they're going through like so much shit, like at a young age.
Yeah.
There needs to be like something, like, for example, like YouTube, an outlet like that to get help. And there's so many places to get help now.
There was, because also too, I think what we're in the age of Aquarius right now. So we're like in the age of enlightenment already. And me and my old coworker, my last job, we always talk about like, man, we waiting for this big leap forward with like, at least on the human, mind level, on the spiritual level. Cause it's, cause a lot of people, I don't know about really the older generation so much, but like, so like millennials and like, and Gen Z and whoever the hell's after that, I think Generation Alpha, we're all hitting like this weird spot now where everybody's willing to be more spiritual than religion, than religious,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
They're not trying to find a different lane to like want to believe in something. Cause religion is actually losing, like, they're losing people every fucking day now. Like, a lot of people aren't really behind religious shit anymore. It's thinking of the past, and people find like their own different way to define their morality and what defies them. And so being spiritual, I think, is probably the best. Also, to me, I think it's the best option to go with than being like full blown religious and paying tithes and stuff. And
yeah, because religion, you know, it's almost like you put yourself like in a box. Then you just got to have faith, like, oh, that's the right thing to do.
Like, I'm subscribed to Jesus, and some people, I'm subscribed to like Allah, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, Jesus, the only way. Like, right there, they already got cut off to like a lot of things already.
Yeah.
So like, the thing like with spirituality, like, it allows room for you to grow.
Yeah.
It, on your own terms, on everything, how you grow mentally, spiritually, everything, like, you
can adjust.
You take the pace. You're like, oh, okay, I wanna take this route. I wanna take this route. I wanna learn about this, that. You didn't put yourself in a box. Like, let's say if you're born into like a religious household and then they force you to be Catholic, Christian, Muslim, they basically like, boop, here's your box. Don't go outside the box, because this is facts, you know?
Anybody tell you differently is wrong. You should kill them.
Right.
Or something. You know, it's like, it's kind of like, so it's something that can get extreme. So
yeah, that's how wars are fought, like religion. Yeah.
But I listened to a podcast last night, and they talked about something I didn't realize. I realized this, but I didn't really put a lot of thought into it. But the podcast I was listening to said that humanity has reached a point now where mentally we're exhausted, and there's something broken with us, especially with like millennials. Because they mentioned too that, you remember like a couple years ago, the guy who did Blue's Clues, was named Steve or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
The host of Blue's Clues. He had came back out of nowhere and came out with a meme. Basically saying like, the meme that went like viral, and it was like a meme that had said, you know, hey, you know what, you guys are doing okay, and I'm proud of you. And it made like a bunch of millennials like all in their emotions and feelings like about themselves, cause like, yeah, I'm doing okay, I'm doing all right, like, thank you for being so proud of me, Mr. Blue's Clues guy. But it just kind of, it went viral across like the internet, and everybody like responded. It's very kind of like, people were crying over this.
Yeah.
And it just shows like how broken we are. Like, in at least like the podcast was explaining, when I was listening to last night, was explaining that shows how broken we are as a people, that a meme about the Blue School guy kind of like broke us. So it like kind of makes us like self-reflect, like, holy shit, we can put through the grinder right now. And maybe that's why spirituality might be having like this boost right now. You know, it's finding a different way to find our happiness.
Yeah. To me, I feel it's more legit, you know, because it's like, it's like, it's on you, like, what type of stuff that you want to find out about yourself and stuff. That's why, like, there's I saw like this one video of this lady. She'd been Christian like her whole life. This is her religion and stuff. And then like she got cancer, and then she went through like, you know, like, for her, the ease, like the idea of like her like passing away soon, she did a psychedelic therapy. And like in the therapy, she made like a breakthrough where she held like a lot of trauma, like from her past. Like, she had like an abortion and stuff, and all that trauma, she forgot. She held on to a lot of it for like most of her life. So she never got over it. So like most of her life, she carried on that trauma without knowing it. And then it all came out like in this mushroom trip. And then she was saying like she wished that she tried mushrooms like away before, when she was younger, because it would have changed like her whole like perception or view of life, and she would have had a more, you know, like a more pleasant life than, instead of like playing so hard by like the Christian book and stuff, like because she never allowed herself to go outside of her belief, you know, because she was stuck like that. And then, you know, like during the trip, she didn't see nothing about Christian belief or nothing, like none of those Jesus wasn't there or nothing. Like she saw like the true reality, like of like her spiritual soul. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like she's being connected to something that she can relate to. And then she felt all that. And she was like, damn. She's like, I wish I should have done mushrooms a long time ago, you know, or have a psychedelic trip a long time ago. Because that one moment, like, she wasn't scared anymore, like, to die or anything. She felt like, you could tell, like, how she talked, like, everything, like, the weight on her shoulder is gone. Like, yeah. I couldn't, like, if you look at her talk, it's almost like she's about to fly. That's how light she was.
Yeah, all that weight.
You could hear it in her voice, like, everything was different. I was like, damn, okay, grandma.
So, yeah, man. I've heard a couple stories where people take that trip and they're like, where was this my whole life? I feel right. I just, like with Bill Burr. We talked about this a couple times already where Bill Burr took like his. Bill Burr's like in his 50s, but I think he's like in his early 50s or maybe mid 50s, where he's at. He did his first shroom trip and he came back and he was like, oh my God. He's like, I spent half a century being such an angry man and angry everything. He's like, and I feel like I wasted my whole life just being angry. And he said he wished he could take it all back. But on the flip side, he's glad that he's able to experience that, what he has now, and kind of like move differently now. Like, stop being angry all the time. But yeah, it, man, changed his life, man. Changed his life.
Yeah. It's definitely like one of those things, like, it shouldn't be looked down upon. Like, now we're at, like, an age where I think people, they can see through the bullshit now. Like, oh, like, you're trying to ban a substance where it's actually helping people. Like, for this is not even addictive at all. It's not an addictive substance.
Hell no.
It's like, not even close. Nobody is abusing this because it's scary. It's, you know, when you're going through these trips, it's hard. It's like, you know you have to do it, but then you don't want to do it because it's scary, you know? And, you know, I understand that. That's why I was like, this is not a... It's not a drug like you do on the side just to get high and shit. It's not a...
Drug. I don't want to... Out of everything I've taken in my life, that's the least, the most addictive thing.
Like, no thank you.
If anything, I was like, ugh, I really don't want to take this. It's nasty. But I'm about to take a trip.
She's like, but something's wrong and I don't know what's going on. So I have to find out some stuff.
It's like I get to the center of this.
All right, so back to Arcturian. So, all right, so this race, right? Like how I was telling you how the way they give all this information is through like channeling. So they would channel like certain individuals and then they would give them like all these information about like how to, you know, do whatever for healing yourself naturally. So like there's some ways that they channel these people and how they receive messages. They would tell them stuff, right? And then you ever heard of automatic writing?
Automatic writing. Nah, at least I don't think I have.
Yeah, it's like a technique where you just hold like a pen in your hand or a pencil, and then you're not thinking about nothing, right? And then your hand writes on its own.
What?
So they would ask them like questions and stuff. They would hold like a pencil, and then they would start writing automatically, like whatever they're trying to tell them.
Like no thought.
Well, yeah, no thought. It's just like free automatic writing, and then you didn't even know your hand was moving the whole time. And you look at the page, you're like, holy shit.
I just wrote a poem.
They said, don't jump. And then you get like an equation to do whatever. Or, I don't know, music notes. But that's like one way of them like receiving information. Another way is like through telepathic communication. This is like the most common one. So when like they channel you, you could basically hear all their thoughts without even thinking or nothing. Like you're getting like downloads like, you know, instantly.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the most basic one. And then verbal channeling, also known as trance channeling. This involves the channeler speaking messages out loud, often in a voice and manner distinct from their own speech patterns. So basically, it's like the thing I was telling you, like with Daryl Anka, where he channels the entity named Bizarre, and then he would speak for him. He would use his voice, and then meanwhile, he's taking a back seat.
Okay. That was like earlier I saw something. I don't know if you had come across it saying that that Jesus was one of these dudes.
Jesus, he's known as Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad. These guys, like they're known as like advanced beings that came down to like foot on the ground. Hey, I'm gonna help humanity. I'm gonna be there physically.
Yeah.
But they were known as advanced beings that came here and they did the hard work. You know, they came out here to physically didn't channel them like through telepathy. They were all doing this like real life and Jesus.
Heavy lifting.
Yeah. Jesus, like, you guys want some wine?
So let me slide my flip-flops on and save these people from themselves.
Like, yeah, hold on. Like, he just turned that whole bathtub into wine?
Oh, turn up.
What kind of black magic is this? Turning down, it's like walking on the damn river. Like, hold on.
After he had the wine?
They're like, this guy, I don't know about this guy, you know? But here's the crazy thing. Well, I don't know if it's like crazy, like, but the idea behind Jesus, like, Jesus wasn't trying to create a following at all. He wasn't trying to gain followers. The whole thing with Jesus, he was just trying to share it's like a way of living. Like, hey, you should. This is like you guys need to take the easy path to living instead of having this rough life, so your soul can advance. So you don't have to go through all the turmoil. You know, he wasn't like dropping some knowledge, like whatever you read, like in the Bible, because a lot of stuff in the Bible, that shit's manipulated, dude. Because they know, like, his words are his powerful words, but it wasn't to gain followers or nothing. It's just teachings, like Buddha. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just teachings. Hey, chill your balls. You know, you don't have to do all this crazy shit.
Yeah, the followers came with the teachings, but it was kind of like, oh. Yeah, kind of a cool dude, man. Like, then he had like 12 homies, the 12 disciples that just hung out with him.
Right. It's a natural thing, you know? Like, you hang out with people that you vibe with. You're like, yeah, I'm going to fuck with him, you know?
I mean, you're doing the flip flops? Like, hey, you're kind of cool, man.
Where you get those flip flops? Damn.
And the Roman Empire was like, nah, he's too cool. We got to take him out.
Yeah, the Roman Empire is like, hey, hold on.
What? He's challenging us? Mm-hmm. Like, hey. Because there was a story I heard recently, too, that said, like, Jesus walked into, like, I guess, like, when he had, like, the church at the time, somewhere in that part of the world, that Jesus walked into the church and, like, flipped over tables and stuff and got upset because the church was actually trying to make money off the people. But there was more focus on a financial gain than it was a spiritual gain. So Jesus walked in and, like, flipped over the table and stuff and... Supposedly that's when people started taking notice. Like, the bad people started taking notice. Like, hey, man, he kind of...
He's off the hinge right now, you know?
Yeah, he's trying to stop by a gravy train.
Yeah, it's like, there's like a time period where Jesus, he was missing. Like, he went somewhere to where, like, for I don't know how many years, like, they couldn't even document, like, his life because he just went missing. And then
this is like a good 25 years, 30 years or something. Yeah, like, something
I guess he went to learn something, you know. But they said like there's document writings that he was actually at one of the temples where it's in China. The Buddhist monks pray there. What is it called?
Tibet.
Tibet. Yeah, there's actually like official documents showing that Jesus visited Tibet in a certain year. What? All written on, you know, whatever papyrus scroll or whatever they used to write, but it's written like yeah, Jesus visit, and then he learned like meditation techniques because
I believe this.
You know, he was born just like any other human, so he had to like learn how to do all this stuff too.
Communicate.
He didn't just walk on water.
That's what like in the movie. I don't know if you ever seen the movie Malcolm X, but this first time I ever heard of this is like sometimes when like and. In Muslim religion and in Islam and all that, they take pilgrimage. Like they'll go back to the Middle East and go to Jerusalem and then walk through the areas that Jesus may have went through on his pilgrimage and all this other stuff to gain knowledge and insight on like the greater reality of everything. And and it seems like it's more than that out of tradition because now I'm realizing I'm like, oh my God, is that why they do pilgrimages? Because Jesus also went on a pilgrimage himself to, you know, get enlightened, more enlightenment or whatever. So, but nowadays it's carried on as like more of a tradition than an actual, maybe it is they doing the same thing too, as well as Jesus had done, but it seems like they're just kind of like following his footsteps of trying to get enlightenment. Because while Malcolm X went over there, first when Malcolm X was in America, he was like, yeah, the white people like this, da 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 da. White people ain't shit. Then when a pilgrimage came back, it's like, look, we are all the same people.
Right,
Like we,
right.
he's like, there's, he said, there's white Muslims out there too. It isn't just black people being Muslim.
Right,
and it
yeah.
changed his whole shit.
Yeah, like everything. When you realize like we're all in this together, that's when you start breaking those walls. Like, oh yeah, you don't actually hate the other person just because their color of skin or whatever. Because I mean, come on, if you think about it, sure, like it's simple, like just speaking about it. But you know, like some of these people, where they're born, like you know, where their parents like bash, you know, the racial stuff like in them, like that's like programming, dude. And it's hard to break man. Programs. Like that's just not an overnight thing.
We all come here with a clean slate, so
right. And then it's like let's say like we do come here to learn something, and if we're here to learn something, the class is not supposed to be that easy. Like if it's like that easy, it has might be a catch to it. Either that you're or learning. You're about to graduate.
Yeah. AKA, if it's too easy, to I don't feel like you're learning. Yeah. If it's too easy, I don't feel like you're learning. That's what I say.
Yeah, you don't learn like that. You can't just get all the answers, you know. But yeah, that's like mostly like what I got with the Arcturian race. So like basically, like if you like believe it or not, like it does make you think like what is actually out there, like in the cosmos. Like, is there a place where, you know, alien entities exist? Like 35 light years away, but they're able to channel us through like telepathy. Like they don't even have to leave their house. They're probably on a couch and stuff giving information because they took a side job to help Earth. That's their side job. They're like, oh shit, I gotta help like 10 souls on Earth advance so I get credit so I could be able to live on planet Zangabar.
Like in my credits.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing, like you should question everything. Question your belief. Question all that. Like, never be stuck in a box like that. Like, that's the thing. Like, religion, like religion's like you believe it blindly, like through faith. It's almost like you put a costume on and you're hoping that you're playing the right character. It's like Halloween.
Right. That's why it's called belief, not facts.
Yeah, that's why like belief. The spiritual route, I think, is the most natural route you can take, and you're not hurting nobody. You're Jesus, basically,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're on a mission to better yourself.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't subscribe to nobody, but I'm spiritual. I believe in afterlife and all that, but I ain't picking a team.
Yeah, because that's what gets me. That's because you don't know.
Teams?
Yeah, because we really don't know.
Jesus, I'm team Allah.
Right. Like, I believe like all that shit is real, but I'm not gonna pick a team. You know, like. Whole Jesus, Allah, like all that they did came here to teach humanity something.
Yeah,
it's just they did it in different walks of life. Like, you know, they have their own teacher, we have our own teacher. It's all about like, you know, like you can still have a religion, but you don't have to just be stuck tied down like that, thinking like that's the only thing. You know, like you could be free to do like whatever you want, and you can still have religion too. Like it's normal. You're not hurting nobody. Like, that's why I respect all religion, because they are learning something, you know?
Yeah, even me, I'm not religious, but I'm like, I don't be bashing nobody else's religion. I'm kind of like, yeah, that's cool. Right. As long as y'all don't go too far and start trying to force people. I mean, no, just staying in lane. It's cool. But as far as religious-wise, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to pick when you're like, you start going through the rabbit hole. You're like, there's too much. It's better to be like for me personally, like free-minded, just go with the flow, man. Like whatever feels right, I follow my gut.
Because at the end of the day, don't nobody know what's after this.
Right. We're like on a never-ending journey trying to find the truth and stuff. But then, when you think you found the truth, like it take you like 100 steps back. Like, psych, this ain't it. I'm like, okay, I give up. You know, let me just live.
Yeah, let's just live in the moment.
Right. Well, yeah, that's all I got with that. The Arcturian race, blue people. I know some blue people up in here. Come on, let's go.
Bob?
No, she black.
She black people?
She black. All right, we'll take a quick break, then we come back. We're going to do a Chris topic.
All right.
Be right back.
All right. What's up, Elon? Some Elon Musk news. So Elon came out recently saying that Neuralink has implanted its first chip in a human brain. And everybody's trying to figure out what's next. So Elon came out earlier this week talking about with his company, Neuralink has implanted its brain-computer interface into a human for the first time. The recipient has recipient was recovering well. And that's what Elon said on Twitter, too, or X, or whatever the hell they call it nowadays. But he announced it on X saying that says promising neuron spikes detection in his the person that they did the Neuralink with. Talking about a lot of neuron spikes detections, and this is supposed to be the new wave of it, man. I want to know who this person is. I want to know who they did this implant with and why they agree with it and what is the what's going to happen going forward. I can see why they're going to cut. I can see like Elon and the company trying to keep it like top tippy top secret and shit.
Right.
Because everybody's going to try to jump on it too for this this new wave of Neuralink. Or are they? Because I remember last year too, there was news that came out when a bunch of monkeys died in an experiment. When it was like shit and bloody diarrhea and stuff, and it was chaos. I think it was like September last year, whatever it was. But it was crazy, man. So that's why I was surprised they actually got a human for this trial. Some people don't believe they actually do have a human for this trial. I think they did, but it might be somebody who might be like, maybe terminal illness, or this like, hey, I got nothing to lose. Like I'm a vegetable already, maybe type stuff. So,
Okay, so what I know about this program, right? Like they're not just taking like any Joe Schmo off the street. Like you have to actually be qualified to be in this program. So it's not like me and you could just sign up to be like someone that can have a chip installed in your head. So most of the people that they're trying to get to have the Neuralink installed in them are, most of them, they're like paraplegic. Either they can't walk or whatever, they're not able to use their limbs, their function is off. Like, because they want to, or like, you know, people that, you know, can't move their legs or nothing. They want those people. Those are the main ones that they're trying to get, because they want to be able to put the chip in your head, right? And then trigger like the link from that chip to the nerves, like in your legs or whatever, and get it working again. Because they're trying to get them to communicate again. Because whatever, those connections were broken. Like, all right, we're going to put a computer, and then we're going to use this computer to kind of like get those connections back, like kind of like a Wi-Fi connection. Like, all right, you connect to Bluetooth, boom, you can hear yourself on a the Bluetooth speaker. So your leg or whatever is like, all right, we got a connection now. Now you can speak to your leg that was dead for the whole time.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's like you trying to. Yeah, it makes sense to me too, because it's like, because if you get a human, like a able-bodied human, it's kind of like, okay, what can you really test to their limits if they're all fine and functional and work out and go to the gym and shit? You need somebody that's kind of like honestly, like someone that's broken in a lot of ways, and technology could show them like basically like what they're gonna try. We are now living in an era with AI, and we're on the brink of starting a whole cyberpunk era where people and machines, like we're already in that era already with cell phones, where I've said numerous times before, I'd rather lose my wallet than my cell phone, because it's become such an integral part of our lives now that, shit, if I lose my phone, I'm gonna freak out. So much of my information is on it. And I remember Elon saying this some years ago too, saying like the relationship between humans and machines has already started, because we can never get off our cell phones anyway. So we're already like almost cyborgs in like the beginning phases of being cyborgs.
Yeah, that's
and
the
then
yep.
I mean, this is the beginning phase, and now it's like, okay, Neuralink, what's a cell phone? Like, would you even need a cell phone at that point?
Yeah, like you could basically like communicate like through telepathy, but it's actually working like with computers. So this is like the hard way of doing it, like using like a physical device like that.
Mm-hmm.
When us humans, like believe it or not, like we can actually learn how to do this like ourselves. Like we can do all this telepathy without the need of technology and stuff.
Right.
But you know, we're being poisoned with so much stuff going through our head. Like we forgot the power that we had.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's a monk right out there in a mountain, fucking levitating, glowing and shit. Like he mastered like everything. They're like, oh shit, humans can do stuff like this. Like, yeah, we're powerful. We just don't know it. We forgot.
Yeah, I think it could be like two different types of like telepathy. It could be like the kind you get from like all natural telepathy we can like kind of like learn to gain, or you can get Neuralink, kind of like you go around all that, like, okay, screw all the spirituality of it, let's just go, like, we're gonna just skip to the front of the line and
Neuralink. Skip. yeah basically. So we're hitting a point to where technology is basically trying to mimic the spiritual world and stuff. It's like we're trying to close that gap with technology. Like, for example, like with VR, right? Like, I think they're almost at a point to where they can give you a psychedelic trip, like with VR, without you even taking an ounce of any psychedelic. But they're able to do this all, and you can have the experience of a psychedelic trip through like a VR session. And yeah, it's getting close. That gap is getting real close, man. Bob says, Bigfoot communicate with telepathy. Dude, speaking of Bigfoot, I sent Bob the most clearest Bigfoot video I have ever seen in my whole life. Clear. I have to send you the link, but it shows like Bigfoot. Like, there's like some tape, like some like police tape, like in the woods, right? And they have a camera set up. And then Bigfoot, he's directly in front of the camera. You can see his hair, everything, his face expression. And then he starts picking up like a big ass tree, like a big log, like, you know, normal humans can't pick up normally. So he takes a tree, he drags it, right? And he picks it up over his head and slams the tree.
What?
So like, if he didn't do the whole slam of the tree, you'd be like, it's a guy in a Bigfoot costume.
Mm-hmm.
But when he did the whole pull of the tree and then he picked it up, slammed, they're like, I don't think a guy in a costume is that strong. Like, that's just crazy, dude.
Is this a Bigfoot robot?
Yeah.
Yeah, ain't no man.
But I think that's the best footage I've ever seen. Ever. I had to send it to you.
Yeah, please, dude. You said it's clear as day.
It's like somebody record that shit with a fucking 4K DSLR camera.
Damn.
To where it looks like if it's
4K.
Yeah, if it's real, it's a guy in a costume, but then the guy in a costume is strong as fuck. Yeah. Because, you know, Bigfoot, they're known to like have like a lot of power, so they just pick up a tree, like they pull it off the roots like from the ground. And then they walk around with a big ass tree.
Damn, how short? How big was the Bigfoot?
I don't know.
Like Bigfoot size?
Or foot tall? I don't know.
Damn, that's tall as shit.
Yeah, and he looks crazy, dude. He looks like a thing from Star Wars, Chewbacca.
Oh, yeah, Wookiee.
But the black version.
They do have black Wookiees, though. Actually, they have black and gray Wookiees.
Mm hmm. I'm pretty sure that they have like a whole different, like, different races of Bigfoots. That, like, we don't even like you guys calling us Bigfoot.
Right? It's offensive.
Yeah, it's offensive. Like, stop.
It's like, oh man, that's racist in our world.
Yeah, they're saying like the most. They said like if, okay, here's what I found out, or here's what I was reading. They said that, like, if we never evolved, right, to the Homo sapiens species, they said we're supposed to stay off. We're supposed to still be like Bigfoot people.
What?
Like, if we never evolved, they said like we're like, because Bigfoot, they're known to be like a natural species here on Earth,
right?
And they never evolved like that, but they're advanced because they can speak like animals, like through telepathy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're still advanced creatures. This is why like they're not being caught up like that. Because they know, like, they're connected with, like, nature. They're grounded. They speak with the animals. They speak with the trees. They know when there's a YouTuber out there with a camera. They know all that shit. And they're just watching, you know?
That tree just told me that all the other trees saw you, like, 3 miles away. So I'm gonna hide.
It's like, how do you know this? The fucking tree on 12th Avenue told me while you were driving down. They're all rooted. They're connected. They know. Bigfoot's like, oh, shit, someone's trying to film me.
Because if you look at roots, man, it looks like, honestly, if you look at roots and look at the human body, it all looks like a nervous system. Like, mm-hmm. It's crazy. All for communication.
Yeah, then, damn, what else can I say? Okay, never mind. Yeah, you can continue. Elon did what?
All right, so, okay, so a little bit of information about the Neuralink, for anybody who's not familiar with it. Says each wireless Neuralink device contains a chip and electrode arrays of more than 1,000 super thin flexible conductors that surgical robots thread into the cerebral cortex. Their electrodes are designed to register thoughts related to motion, So basically, like if you're paraplegic, it's like help move your body. So like I said, like those are like the perfect test subjects. This is in Musk's vision, an app will eventually translate these signals to move a cursor or produce text. In short, it would enable computer control by thinking. And then Musk also said this too, said, imagine if Stephen Hawking could communicate faster than a speed typist or an auctioneer. That is my goal. And he says his first Neuralink product, which he said the original name of it was actually telepathy.
That's
But
boring.
yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, telepathy is kind of like worn out, man. That shit was cool back in the 60s, but now it's
That's a
come
boring
on now.
name. Yeah, Neuralink sounds cool.
That's way better. And it shows like the technological side of it, like Neuralink, because telepathy is kind of like a spiritual type of sound where you guys sound like this is techie.
Yeah, it sounds like woo-woo shit. That's why that probably wouldn't work, you know? Because like telepathy, like it's like magic. Like what? That's a real thing? Or is it like some sci-fi shit, you know, like some, I don't know, spiritual crystal bearing person. Oh, I channel thoughts through crystals.
Right, like
That'd be like the fuck you don't. But that's how you start fights. But
fuck you talking about?
crystals are powerful, man. Because if you could feel that energy off a crystal, you're like, it's doing something.
Man,
Like,
yeah, that's
literally,
why
you're
everybody's
like,
always trying to dig for resources like crystals and gold and stuff.
yeah, it's just, it's so, like, for the normal human, it's so foreign. Like, how do you know what a crystal is doing, right? It's like, it's so ancient. Like, do we really know what's happening? Or do we know, like, the traits that this crystal hold? Like, oh, it can give you this, that. Like, how do we know that?
What
Right?
Bob say? What did Bob say? Himalayan salt. That's
That's too random.
right. It's very.
They
It's
said
like
the
using
Himalayan
coconut
salt
tea.
is like giant blood.
What?
Like, it's
Well,
like
yeah,
the.
because what? It's pinkish, right? Yeah, it's
Yeah,
pink.
it's like the giants, you know, like they die and they decay, right? And then their body becomes like super rock hard, but then, like, it's still like pink flesh. And that pink flesh, you know, is salty because, you know,
Yeah, crystal.
like if you eat like a pig that's been like sitting like in dry aging, it's really salty. So a
That's
Himalaya
true.
salt could be dry age giant body.
Giant meat. It's good for the teeth, though, man. It's good for your gums. I don't know.
It's shit. Magic salt, I don't know.
Yes, and Bob says lots of nutrients and minerals. Yeah, the Himalayan salt is hella healthy.
Yeah, is that why like people they got those salt lamps? Like, you know when they turn the lamps on, right? Like it gets all like wet looking, but it's like a
But
piece of salt. They call like a salt lamp, Himalaya salt lamp, I guess.
I didn't know it got wet, but oh, okay.
Yeah, like that's how you know it's real. Like when you turn it on, like it gets wet, like moist, 'cause it's salt.
Yeah. Shit, maybe.
I always wanted like a lamp like that because it sounds like it smells good. Smells like a decaying giant in his living room.
It's like a dead ass giant in
For
here.
real.
But yeah, that's pretty much what I got for the Elon Musk thing. Yeah, Neuralink coming soon, folks. They got the first human trial going. Said it was a success. I want to see this dude so bad, but at the same time, I would not want to reveal myself. Like me, if I was involved in the project, honestly, I wouldn't want the recognition or then like just let me stay unknown.
It's more for the privacy of the person,
Yeah,
cause
and I get it.
you know, like with a company big like Neuralink that's backed by Elon, as soon as they talk about you, they say your name, dude, your life change instantly.
Straight
And
up.
some people they don't want that, and shit, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want like the whole world to be like, oh shit, Billy Waters like dumb enough to put a chip in his brain, and then I'll read all these comments saying all these negative stuff, and then mentally you would die before that chip kills you.
Because
Right?
everybody's making depressed.
They're like, goddamn, internet too strong. That's why like be careful what you wish for. You wanna be famous? Like, do you? Right?
Be careful.
That's a fucking nightmare. Like you can't even move without paparazzi knowing you just took a left step off of Fifth Avenue.
or you farted.
Yeah, like Kanye, he can't even do nothing outside without fucking being bombarded by a bunch of strangers.
Yeah, I don't like Kanye. I haven't liked him for a while, but man, what's up with him lately? Like, not him personally, but this paparazzi sound approved. Like, man, not prove. They've always been like this, but lately they sound to make Kanye West look like the hero, even though he be looking crazy as shit wearing a full ski mask and call himself a superhero. But other than that, though, they stay in this space, though, man. And homeless people arguing with him. Like, I don't know what's going on with this mess. You saw that with the homeless guy arguing with him in a parking lot?
No, I didn't see that.
Crazy as hell. I guess like it was like Kanye and his wife or whatever, the Kim Kardashian clone. They went to like this car. Some homeless dude was in the parking lot, was like yelling at him and saying, "Oh, like you ain't shit, man. Like you ain't no real rapper." Da-da-da. Homeless guy just screaming at him.
Damn.
Went off. I was like, all right. I don't know. I think he has an album coming out. Usually we see Kanye pop up, it means he has an album going to come out.
Yeah, it's usually something like that.
He's like herpes. He shows up every now and again.
You got any other stories?
I'll probably say the story for next week. It's about this guy who cut off his dad's head and put it on YouTube, but I'll save it for next week. Whatever.
Whoa, that sounds crazy.
It's crazy as shit. I'll talk about it right quick. It's not long.
Okay.
So, real quick, there's this guy in Pennsylvania who, super duper Trump supporter. He killed his father and cut off his head, and he put the video on YouTube. And YouTube snatched that shit down quick, but it still didn't stop it from going viral because people like myself who have morbid curiosity had to look it up. And yeah, so he did like this long ass video talking about how he wanted to start a civil war. He wanted to like wipe out anyone, but he thought that like, because he was a white guy in his 30s and he was living with his parents, he felt like that he got like snubbed in life. And so he felt like, well, we need to destroy the system. And he saw his parents were part of the problem. Hmm. And so he has this thing called, like, his name's like, I forget his name, it doesn't matter. This dude, like, trying to start, like, this militia group. Well, he has this called, like, Mon's Militia, because his last name's, like, Mon, M-O-H-A-N, or something like that.
Hmm.
He'd been posting videos all along on YouTube. And he was this kind of this guy who was like, man, like, you know, because I'm an intelligent white man, I got screwed over in life, so I'm going to take it out on the whole world. And, of course, he hated black people and anybody else that wasn't white and all women and all that stuff. But anyways, he actually wound up, he killed his father. He attacked him with a machete and then chopped off his head. And when the cops showed up at the house, dad's body was in the bathroom, head was gone. But then they found it in a bucket in the next room because when they found the father's body, it was in the next room next to the bathroom where he got murdered at. Mm-hmm. It was in a bucket, and it was in a bucket that he picked up and showed on YouTube video, like straight up. His dad's head was in like wrapped up in plastic, and he showed it. He's like,
"Wait, you
this
saw
is
it?
My father." Y'all saw it, yo. Hell yeah.
How are you seeing all this stuff?
Internet's crazy, man. You can find anything. I looked for it.
I got a question that's off topic a little bit because you're known to like see stuff before they take it off the internet. Mm. So, did you ever saw any images of Taylor Swift naked AI photos?
No, okay. I did not catch that. Dad, look, her people jumped on that shit quick. I wasn't even looking for it, but that shit went down way, way fast. Like,
yeah, and
I think
either.
They got some lawsuits coming up too.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
I think they got some lawsuits coming up too.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. Yeah, like so all the Swifty fans are like, "Oh, you're disgusting! You guys are trying to find images of Taylor Swift." Because they said, like, the images were so, it looks so real. It looks like it's actually Taylor Swift doing God knows what in these photos.
The only picture I saw, and I think it was just, like, an AI that somebody made themselves on, like, was that Midjourney? Mm-hmm. It looked like something off of Midjourney. Yeah. But all it was like, okay, her boyfriend is Travis Kelce, who plays on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
There was like one AI picture I did see where she was like down on her knees and she was like surrounded by all the like just Kansas City Chiefs players.
Oh, in the locker room?
Yeah, in the locker room. Yeah, he's like some black dude grabbing her hair. It was like, oh my God. It's like, it don't look real. It literally looks AI. But
yeah, I didn't see nothing like that. I didn't see anything, but yeah.
You know, like no dick swinging or nothing. It was leading up to like some.
It seemed like it's like a super big deal because even Coast to Coast talked about it. So I was like, damn. Like, even
it must have been super real. I think it might have been super realistic because they're talking about doing lawsuits right now and changing the law right now. Like which is crazy because the government's been very weird with like revenge porn stuff. And now that's happening to Taylor Swift, now they're saying like, oh, now we got to enact laws to stop
for real.
AI. What? Like, this is not new.
They waited for like somebody like her to be like attacked by like this type of technology. Yeah. Like, hey, we need to make changes. But meanwhile, last week before Taylor Swift photos got released, the AI photos, the week before, first week of 2024, you know, Tyron Woodley, UFC fighter, he had like a sex tape released. This is a UFC fighter and is out there just, you know, eating groceries like it was nothing. This is just what I heard. I didn't see it. But like a UFC fighter leaked, you know, sex video and stuff. And nobody was crying to be like, hey, you know, we should respect Tyron Woodley. Take those videos off. Nobody said that.
Everybody laughed at
them. They were celebrating
up, right?
This shit. They're like, hell yeah, that's my boy, you know, doing his thing, eating groceries.
I didn't even hear about this, but I guarantee the response to what happened to him ain't the same with Taylor Swift. And Taylor Swift ain't even real.
Nobody was like complaining to, hey, take that video off Twitter. Like, it's too crazy. Like, nah, Tyron, it's like, and then they had memes like showing Tyron waking up on New Year's, like, oh shit, I had a sex video out. Like, he's wondering why he was trending on Twitter. It's like, he wakes up, like, why the fuck am I trending on Twitter? And then he has like a sex tape release. I was like, god damn. And then like a few weeks later, Taylor Swift, she has AI photos, you know, fake photos. And then the internet went crazy. Like, no, like, you know, we can't have her image out like that. It's degrading. And we need to put like a new law with this whole AI technology. Like, something has to give, you know, you got, you know, like, where's the line, you know?
Right. Now it's a problem.
It's a problem when they attack, like, you know, somebody with her image. I guess.
See, Bob says it's vulgar. Are you talking about the Taylor Swift, the AI thing? Cause I'm assuming it looked realistic because they talking about doing lawsuits and all types of stuff. They're trying to figure out who leaked this or who did it.
Yeah, I think they already know like who did it. It was like what I'm thinking, it was like a Filipino kid.
Nuh-uh,
bro. Hey, that's
that's the story you're sticking to it?
They tried to, like, bash this dude. It's just, like, a normal kid. But it's like, hey, what would be fun? Hey, let's create, like, all these, you know, nude images of Taylor Swift using AI technology because we got the technology now. Too powerful. You know,
What was Taylor Swift doing in the AI picture? You know? I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't see none of it.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything. That shit got.
Yeah, they wiped it off all everywhere. Like Twitter, you can't even look it up. Like it's been banned. Like that hashtag is banned. All that shit. Yeah, anything that's like, related to like Taylor, it's all been scrapped.
Damn.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was like, damn. Okay. Tyron Woodley still got a sex tape out.
It's floating around somewhere.
It's like, yeah, it's just a UFC boxer, fighter, whatever.
Did you see the Tyron Woodley one? Was he really?
I didn't see it. I just saw like a video screenshot, but it's just him eating Publix groceries.
Bob says Jeremy probably seen it.
Oh yeah, like it's like you and Jeremy, like you guys see everything before the internet takes it down.
Quick, man! I'm like, who getting killed? Who doing what? Like, let me see this before the internet.
It's like your Twitter or your Reddit and stuff is like on like off-hinge, unhinge mode.
Twitter, man. I've been getting like a lot of murder shit on Twitter lately. I'm like, I don't like this. Like, hey, this is just for you. Somebody getting shot. I'm like, oh.
Don't say that out loud. My phone might hear that.
Oh, sorry.
And then be like, oh, we heard you like murder shit. We're gonna suggest all this weird shit now.
You want to see somebody get beheaded? Yeah, I guarantee you it's Twitter. Because I've been seeing Jeremy pop up on Twitter, and I don't follow him on Twitter. But I see him on Twitter. What? It's weird. Yeah.
Like, what's happening?
Him commenting, being funny. I'm like, damn. Oh, that's Jeremy. And I'll keep scrolling.
Put him on blast. Like, oh, okay, that's how you think? Huh? Is that how you feel about that?
A Trump supporter, what the fuck? I knew it. No, he'll be talking crazy like that. No,
45 Savage or whatever they call him.
Average 45.
Yeah, Trump got all these cool ass nicknames and shit.
Nah, Twitter wild though, man. You get the quickest shit on Twitter.
Or X, right? I'm gonna still call it Twitter until that shit bleeds into my head. Where I was like, oh yeah, I just made an X post.
Right.
No, I made a Twitter post.
Stop. X. That is Twitter's like iconic, man. Even if it's not as doing good as any other social media, just the name, like I sent out a tweet. That's just like iconic. I sent out an X. Sense.
Yeah.
What?
That was like the dumbest thing he could have done was just change the name, like, and then a name like that, like it's not, it doesn't even flow. It sounds like a damn computer.
It sounds like X videos. That's it's another popular porn site. That's what
exactly.
This time I get on my phone, I see X. I'm like, I have a porn app. I was like, oh no, it's just Twitter.
It's Twitter.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, shit.
We calm down.
So what? He cut his dad head off, right? So back to the topic. He cut his dad head off. He showed everybody on YouTube. And then what happened?
Yeah, and he did like a 15-minute video talking about like, okay, well, this whole Joe Biden era, all the usual talking points from like a Trump supporter or whatever. But talking about like he wants to wipe out anyone that was born before 1990.
Damn.
So he basically wants to keep, mind you, he's a millennial because he's like 33 or some shit, 32, 33.
Jeez.
And he wants to wipe out even half of his generation of millennials. Because he blamed his entire life and his poor choices on everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had a job at one point, from understanding, he lost his job and he had to move back in with his parents at 32.
Mm-hmm.
I went down that same road. I got the military, had to move back with my parents at 30. And it's kind of like, oh, this shit sucks. At 30, I thought I'd be like fucking millionaire or something, but that's not the real world. That's just some shit I made up in my head when I was like 16, 17. And it happens, man. Like, statistically, a lot of millennials end up moving back in with their parents in their 30s anyway. This shit is more common. It's not no fault of anybody, but how this shit is ran.
Right.
We ain't getting paid enough.
I think now is even way more common now because of the whole, like, housing market. Like, dude, there's people paying, like, 8, 9, 10% interest on their damn mortgage. That's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. Insane. And they're saying, like, the shit that millennials have as an issue right now, Gen Z is going to have it even worse. Mm-hmm. So, because this shit ain't going to be fixed by the time they come up and start trying, you know, become the new adults.
Right. They better learn how to spiritually live in their head.
Right. And some people just ain't got the mindset or the willpower to make it through. And then this man right here who chopped off his dad's head, he is one of them. He cracked, man. He cracked under pressure. Couldn't deal with life. Stuck with mommy and daddy. And he showed his dad's head on the camera. Now, mind you, his dad's head was wrapped up in plastic. And you can see his eyes closed.
Oh, my God. How do you watch that? And it was on YouTube when you saw it?
His dad had a big head, too. Yeah, no, I saw it on, they took it off YouTube instantly. But I just typed in, I forget the dude's name. I typed his name in, and I typed his name of his video. I typed in Mohan's Militia, because I think that's, like, the name of his, like, YouTube channel or whatever. Yeah. But then it got, like, some, because remember the website LiveLeaks? They completely took that down. That shit's done and over with. They
so LiveLeaks is not a thing no more?
Yeah, they got rid of it a couple years ago, because it was people complained about it. But because the internet is immortal, they have a new type of LiveLeaks website now, which I didn't know until I came across the video again.
What is
this video
called, like, for viewers that's listening?
I forget the name of it.
Oh, wait, are we in trouble if you say this?
Yeah, I forgot the name.
Well, I don't even want to blow it up. Say it.
I forget the name. I actually forgot the name of it. But it's basically like the new LiveLeaks website. Because I came across it, I was like, what? Like, let's go. That format and everything was like LiveLeaks, but it's a different name. Mm. I was like, whatever. And then I watched that video, and I was like, huh?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, like, I looked at the video, I saw it, and he shows the head twice in the video. In the very beginning, within the first 10 seconds, he's like, hey, my name's so-and-so, and my father's so-and-so, and this is him right here, this is my father. And he's like, oh, my God. And then he, like, you hear him, like, take it off the camera, and then he drops it. I thought he dropped it on the floor. And then he talks about how, like, right now, my father's soul is in hell because this and this and this. And it's his fault that, like, basically blame everybody else for his situation but him and whatnot. And he showed his head, his dad's head again a couple minutes later. But this time it was, like, in a bucket. It was, like, some kind of, like, would you put ice in a bucket? Like, that,
like without, type of tin without the plastic?
Bucket? Yeah, without the plastic head, didn't it?
Shit.
Yeah, not without the plastic. The plastic was still in the around the head.
Yeah,
it was just in the bucket.
Yeah.
And then they said he found the guy that did it. They found him 100 miles away. He had a gun on him. Cops didn't light his ass up because he's white. That's real shit. They didn't shoot his ass. They brought him in alive. They found him 100 miles away, like I said. But when they went to the house at first, they found the head in the bucket. And then that's when he was like, oh, shit. I think the wife was there, too, because he never killed his mom.
Wow.
But, yeah, this shit's crazy as hell. And all he was like this lunatic Trump supporter, which I'm noticing this trend, man. Like, was it last year or the year before? There's a guy that killed his whole family because he thought there was lizard people, but he was like some kind of like weird ass Trump supporting QAnon guy. But like, and he killed him with like a spear gun, like what you like fucking shoot fish with. He killed like his two or three sons, and then killed his wife, killed his whole family because he thought there was lizard people because he was drinking that Kool-Aid. And
what if they were lizard people?
Shit. I hope they like, changed back.
Who's crazy now? Like, meanwhile, he's like in jail. Like, who's crazy now? They were lizard people.
Dolphins. He opened up his like lizard skeletons. Like, I'm like, do you release them?
Yeah. But not. It'd be like the whole system, like, The fuck is this crocodile bones in here? What the fuck just happened?
Do we release him? Do we question him? What do we do with this man?
They'd probably dismiss it. Be like, who would believe this anyway? And then there'll be like one of those stories where like the crypt keeper, she's like, dude, this one time back in 2024, this guy killed his whole family. He said they're like reptilian people. Nobody believed him. He went to jail. But then guess what? You go back to the gravesite, and then if you look in the coffins, it's nothing but reptilian bones.
Look at the shape of his head. YouTube cameras.
They're like, fucking Trevor, you fucking lying. Like, dude, I worked there. You know, and that's like his story that he carries on. Like, that's like his big fish tale that he tells. Every year at the Thanksgiving Christmas party.
The drunk uncle.
Yeah, the drunk uncle that has all these fucking mystery secrets, but nobody believes it because it's just too outlandish. You know, like it's too bizarre. Speaking of bizarre, are you done with that story?
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
Okay, I got a story real quick. So, like, you ever heard the story that they said Finland, the country, is not even a real country? Like, it's
like
a country.
New Zealand?
No, like, yeah, it's like, yeah, like that. But they said Finland was a made-up country by Japan and Russia. Like, they both made up this country. The only reason why they made up this country is so they could fish there and they could get all the fish that they want. Finland, and then the fish. People that they say from Finland, they're not actually from Finland. They're from, like, parts of, like, Switzerland and whatever countries that's like nearby, but there's not actually like a Finland. It's like a fake country that's made up. So like the Japanese people and the Russian people, they could fish in the Baltic Sea and they could fish as much as they want because this place actually doesn't even exist. So they it's like a loophole in the laws that they created just so they can get all the fish.
And they can just
this is just a wild ass internet story, but they're like. They're like, have you ever met anybody from Finland? And they're like, I haven't either.
Well, the story. What would you call them? Finlandish?
Finnish? Yeah.
Finlandese?
But the theory is that it doesn't even exist. And what else were they saying?
That's crazy. I could kind of see that shit, though, man. Because Japan got a shit ton of fish. Man, they got a lot of fish.
They overfish. This is why the reason why they made it like a. Like illegal now to fish out like the bluefin tuna because they fish out so much bluefin tuna that they actually messed up the whole ecosystem now.
Yeah, they're fucking them up. And they killed dolphins.
And they killed dolphins, man. And sharks.
And sharks. Sometimes they cough the fins and they just throw them back in the water. And then they just drown.
Back in the water and they're just wiggling.
Wiggling. Can't even swim without the fins. It's horrible. I hate sharks, but man, that is awful.
Yeah, that's a bad way to die.
Horrible way to go out, man.
That is not the way to live.
I just kind of see that as some kind of bullshit. Like, hey, let's call it like, we got to name it something. We got to make it like an official country.
Yeah,
just to like make it be a territory.
Yeah.
Bob says shark fin soup. Is that real?
That's what the Chinese people eat. They eat shark fin soup. It's like one of those dishes like the wealthy people eat. You know, it's supposed to, like, I guess, make your health better.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, Bob said China, yeah.
But yeah, fuck that. Like, you're just cutting the fins off a shark. You're not even eating the whole shark. You just throw the whole body back in.
The whole thing. That's everybody.
Disgusting, dude. That's, ew. Who played like that?
You better eat them gills. You better eat
them. Yeah, you better eat the rest of it. Like, shit, you're just going to put that whole body back in there like that? Like, no. If you're going to kill an animal like that, you better eat every part of him. Even if
it's not. You did. Shark butt. Because there's a documentary I saw a while ago on Amazon that talks about how the biggest threat we face as humanity is that how much we waste shit. Like, man, all we do is waste shit all the time.
You know what country produces The most waste? Does, my bad.
So which country?
Yeah. Produced the most waste.
I want to say America.
No. One more guess.
Canada.
No. It's the Philippines.
Damn.
Followed by India.
And India, I could definitely see India. India got like a shit ton of, they got like a billion people living there, and that's literally a billion people.
You can't even dip your toes in the damn water in India without getting a new disease.
Hey, man, that place is one of the most populated, not populated, but one of the most like polluted places on Earth, I think.
Shit.
India's like horrible pollution.
Yeah, because like the rivers out there, they use it for everything. Cleaning dishes, washing clothes, washing shit. Diarrhea ass, everything. Clean your baby's diarrhea ass.
The reason why I thought Canada is because years ago, oh my God, I don't know how we're going to make it as a society. We do have to find a spiritual level or something. Like some years ago, Japan was like, what the fuck is this? And this big ass wad of like this net filled trash washed up on their shore.
Damn.
And it come to find out it was from Canada.
Oh.
Canada had been throwing trash into the ocean, but wrapping it up in like plastic or some shit and just let it drift out in the sea. And it went all the way to Japan. And Japan was like, what the hell? Like, bro, we treat the ocean like it's a damn dump site, man. So when Atlantis rise up and starts taking us out, and when it happens, I'm like, look, I told y'all. Yeah.
You said when Atlantis rise up?
Yeah, they'll be like, man, what the hell? Why are these Pepsi cans landing on my head?
They're in for like a rude awakening.
Yeah, they're like,
we're back. Oh, shit. What this damn fucking Pampers baby wipe doing on my face?
You know? Stuff on my head.
And then they get caught in like the fucking, like, you know, the soda can net and shit.
Oh, yeah. Or like that turtle with the straw up his nose.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck? What's these straws doing in my nose?
Gotta pull this out with some pliers.
I'm dying out here, you know? I can't even levitate like before, you know? I'm too polluted right now.
Everything sucks. We live on a trash planet. I don't know why they don't just shoot this shit into space.
I think they're doing that. They're setting trash in space.
Shoot that shit into the sun.
Like, yeah, the so they're taking like all the trash, they're compacting it, right? And then they put it on a rocket, they send that, blast that shit out in space. They're like, have fun, shoot like a blob.
No, that shit will land on an alien world and they'll come in, and then they'll come here and fight us.
Yeah, they'll read like the fucking map, Google Maps. Somebody like threw away like a whole MapQuest printout of somebody's house. They're like, let's find this address and fuck them up.
Bob says there's already trash in space. Yeah, okay. So they need to get some more, throw some more trash up there.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody even travels like in space, so they could throw like all the trash out there. The only people that's traveling like through space like, physically would be like the Earth people. Because in advanced race, right, let's say you are living 25 light years away. Are you physically traveling through space to go to a planet? Or are you taking a shortcut, like a wormhole, like you bloop,
bloop? I'm just getting through a wormhole. That shit, but I mean,
that's the only way to travel.
It's the only way to travel, though, man. If there's anything we learned about Interstellar, yeah. Fucking black hole.
If you watch like the Stargate like SG-1 series, dude, they knew how to travel in space.
Man, look, Stargate is ahead of its time.
I think that's like a soft disclosure on like everything that's actually happening.
It is.
Star Trek is another version of soft disclosure. We're actually saying real shit that's happening.
Real shit, man. Like, I don't like, even though like I'm more of a fan of Star Wars because like this is like it's like goofy fantasy shit. But as far as like a more intelligent series, Star Trek is way ahead.
Yeah,
at least and bounds smarter than Star Wars will ever be because they start talking about like, okay, we go to a planet and we have to deal with like diplomacy. Like Star Trek is about like going to other planets, learn other cultures, diplomacy. Mm. How do we form like a federation alliance with these people because we're trying to build a community.
They're like the Galactic Federation, but they're just out there. It's like Galactic
Federation. Yeah, and it's like, hey, we have to go there. We have to like we learn their customs and courtesies. Captain Kirk sometimes sleeps with alien women. Like, no, it's look, they, but it's a whole thing of like of trying to build a coalition, the federal coalition. Like it's more realistic versus. Star Wars is like,
way different. Like they're doing like real shit, and
yeah.
Like, there's like an episode like I saw where, you know, they had like downtime where they could just chill at a bar, like, but it's on a spaceship, right? But then there's like a, there's like a live orchestra music that's going on. They're just listening, like, you know, like classical music, but they're listening to this music on a spaceship. But then it cuts into the scenes like with a dude that's all pale. It's like yeah, I was too nervous to perform, so, you know, like, I cut my segment out, like, I'm not gonna perform. They're like, oh, what happened? Like, are you suffering from like anxiety? Like, this is like a spaceship show.
What?
And he suffered from like anxiety from performing in front of public and shit. But he's like an alien being, and, you know, he plays like the violin and shit like that.
Damn, they got it. They got anxiety too, huh?
Yeah, they're just normal. They just try and show like, hey, you earthlings, like you. Sure, you guys suffer from that, like, but we suffer from almost like the same shit too. That's why, like, we're all learning from each other, you know.
Yeah. We all gotta work with each other.
Yeah. So that's all I got with Finland, fake ass country.
Fake ass country like New Zealand.
Yeah, like New Zealand, aka Australia.
All right. Yeah, I got nothing else either.
All right, so we're good. We're at like 140.
Oh, it's good. Good time.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for joining us for this episode of On the Octorian Race. Catch you guys next week on Saturday. Peace out. Adios.
Yes, sir. See you, fam.
Adios.